There were about 700 answers to that, and I burst out with the first one that came to mind. Oh, I couldn't get away with it. How could I pretend to be a Danish prince?
Take my word for it that you could. The likeness, believe me, is astounding. No one would suspect the imposture for a moment.
But I don't speak Danish, damn it.
But you have a gift for languages, remember? In the few weeks available, you can be given a smattering. No more than that will be necessary, for His Highness speaks German indifferently well, as you will before you take his place. You have a tolerable fluency as it is.
How the devil do you propose that I should take his place? Go to Denmark, I suppose, and present suitable references? Balderdash!
You need not go to Denmark. I have been in constant communication with Prince Carl Gustav. Naturally, he does not know of our plan, but he does have great faith in me. One of the ministers I mentioned is in my employ. Through him, all has been arranged. The prince will set out from Denmark when the time comes for his retinue. He has been led to believe that I have found a way out of his difficulty. He is rather a simple fellow, also amiable, and supposes that I can arrange matters. In that belief, he will come to Holstein, en route to Strakens, and in Holstein the substitution will take place. The mechanics you may leave to me. It was like listening to some grotesque fairy tale. The cool, precise way in which he told it was staggering.
But this retinue, his people, I mean...
The minister who is my agent will accompany the prince. His name is Descartes. With him at your side, you shall have no fears.
And no one will suspect you? Why should they?
Because I'll give myself away in 100 things, man. My voice, my actions, God knows what.
That is not so, said Bismarck. I tell you, I know the prince, his voice, his mannerisms, all of it. And I tell you that if you shave your head and upper lip, your own mothers would not know your part.
It's true, says Rudy from the fireplace. You aren't just alike, you're the same man. If you learn a few of his habits, gestures, that sort of thing, it can't fail. But I'm not an actor. How can I...
You wandered in Afghanistan disguised as a native, did you not?
Says Bismarck.
I know as much about you as you do yourself, you see. If you can do that, you can easily do this.
He leaned forward again. All this has been thought of. If you were not a man of action, of proved resource and courage, of Geist und Geschicklichkeit, wit and aptitude, I would not have entertained this scheme for a moment. It is because you have all these things and have proved them that you are here now.